This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Positive reinforcement strategies for classroom success and personal flourishing. Discover how positive reinforcement and humanistic values improve classroom management and promote personal flourishing in education. How positive reinforcement can change the classroom game. Hey, have you ever thought about how teachers keep a classroom running smoothly? It's not just about rules or discipline. A lot of times, the magic happens with positive reinforcement. I'm telling you, when done right, it can totally transform the way kids learn and behave. So what is positive reinforcement? Essentially, it means encouraging the behavior you want to see by rewarding it in some way. Instead of focusing on punishing students for what they do wrong, positive reinforcement is all about recognizing and celebrating when they do something right. It's kind of like being a coach who cheers for every good play rather than just yelling at mistakes. Why does this matter? Well, from a psychological standpoint, it taps into what keeps us motivated. Positive psychology shows us that people thrive when they feel recognized and supported. And in a classroom, that means kids feel more confident and engaged. In fact, it ties directly into humanistic values. You're supporting their personal flourishing by encouraging their strengths rather than tearing them down. This approach really aligns with applied humanistic philosophy because it respects the whole person, not just the student's behavior on a checklist. Let me give you some practical examples. Imagine a teacher who praises a student for raising their hand before speaking, or who hands out small rewards for teamwork and kindness. These simple actions shift the classroom atmosphere. Instead of a tense, don't do that environment, you get an energetic space where students want to participate and do the right thing. Now you might wonder, is this just about giving out candy or stickers all the time? Not necessarily. Effective positive reinforcement can be verbal praise. I really like how you helped your classmate just now. Privileges, you get to be line leader today. Or even class-wide rewards like extra recess time. The key is that the reinforcement is timely, specific, and meaningful to the students. One of the coolest benefits of adopting positive reinforcement for classroom management is that it promotes a secular worldview. You might ask, how? Well, instead of relying on authority or tradition, this method is based on observable human behavior and evidence-based psychology. It's approachable for all kinds of students and teachers, regardless of background or beliefs. It's a practical way to promote kindness, respect, and cooperation without needing a spiritual or religious framework. In fact, this entire approach is a great example of positive humanism in action. Positive humanism emphasizes cultivating environments where people can thrive through humanistic values like empathy, growth, and respect for others. For educators, that means creating classrooms where every child feels valued and encouraged to flourish personally and academically. If you're interested in exploring this further, especially how it connects with positive psychology and secular humanism, I definitely suggest checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a fantastic resource that lays out a roadmap for personal flourishing and how to apply these ideas in real life, including education. So whether you're a parent, educator, or just someone curious about how kindness and science come together to improve learning, positive reinforcement is a strategy worth knowing about. It helps build trust and respect in classrooms and supports a community where everyone is motivated to be their best. And isn't that the goal in any school or life, really? Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit https://www.positivehumanism.com to discover how applied humanistic philosophy and positive psychology principles can reshape not just classrooms, but how we think about success and growth in all areas of life.